Hachette Audio presents The Broken Heart of America, St. Louis and the Violent History of the United States. Written by Walter Johnson. Read by Jamie Rennell.
For my children and Allison, always. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Habakkuk 1. Prologue. Mapping the Loss. They have torn down every house you've ever lived in. The house on Kennerly, gone. Aunt Jenny's house on St. Ferdinand, gone. The flat over Mrs. Scales's bar, gone. The house on McMillan, gone, and all the others, mushed in a new riddle of one-way streets leading to vacant lots. Not one damn map, familiar and comfortable. Colleen McElroy, A Long Way from St. Louis, a travel memoir. The architectural history of a once great city lies packed into crates in a warehouse near Cahokia, Illinois. Molded cement pediments, stained in structural glass, ornamental cast iron, wrought iron, and mild steel. Stone columns, friezes, reliefs, and figural sculptures, doors, window frames, and full wooden staircases. Remnants of banks and breweries, churches and courthouses, dairies, department stores and foundries, greenhouses, hotels, and hospitals. Libraries, mortuaries, and museums, pavilions, post offices, and poorhouses, schools, stadiums, and steel mills, all of the row houses that lined one side of a downtown square, the red brick Gothic classicism of the Little Sisters of the Poor, and the Beaux-Arts Lindell department store, the Ralston Checkerboard Company's grain elevator, and the fortress-like First District Police Station. The 19th-century skyscrapers that once lined Real Estate Row, the city of St. Louis, torn down, pieced out into elements, cataloged and packed into crates. The archaeological remainder of a city that once harbored the ambition of being among the world's greatest, carefully curated by a visionary demo man, perhaps awaiting the city's second coming. Across the Mississippi River, back in the city of St. Louis itself, the pieces of the past lie jumbled together and scattered around the foundations of the city's 30,000 vacant houses, their windows boarded up and roofs collapsed upon them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?